During worship today at our church, the worship team sang this particular song, actually led us all in singing the song. I can't even tell you the name of it. I should know, but these words really stood out to me, and I opened my small notebook that I carried, and I wrote them down. It's me, if you will, singing to the Lord. I'm not afraid to show you my weakness. You have seen all my flaws, and still you call me friend. You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You're the only one who cares. There is a lot packed into that worship song that, in fact, is very important, I think, to our understanding of God, of His intervention into our lives, of His care, of His standing with us in difficult times, of giving us strength to get through difficult times, at times bringing us healing as the gift that comes to us during difficult times. And I had to sit while others were standing and jot this down. And I began to think about it at a number of levels. I know it's absolutely true that it's important for us to be vulnerable before the Lord, at least before the Lord, to say what we're really feeling, to express in prayer and in lament what we're truly experiencing, and that I have experienced in my life at this age, through many, many trials and weaknesses, illnesses, if you will, mental struggles, that the Lord does come to us in the midst of our weakness. The many times when I have been in my own ditch of despair, if you will, all I had to do was turn and look, and I could see that the Lord was there, and that was very, very important. And I love this statement that the Lord turns mourning to dancing and gives beauty for ashes. Again, I would say that is absolutely true. But I want to focus for a few moments on the fact that there are times when the mourning lasts quite a while, and the ashes motivate a very lengthy series, or if you will, season of grieving. And we've got to be able to support one another in those times. It just isn't true that the day after mourning, I'm dancing. At times, mourning can be a very long season. And it's not true that I'm quick to find beauty in ashes. The fact that something in my life has been burnt to the ground can lead me to long seasons of grief. Now, at my age, I can look back and say it's true. On the other end of that did come dancing and beauty. But I needed something to sustain me in the midst of these seasons of, if you will, holding on by my fingernails, waiting for dancing and beauty to come. I have some friends that are really struggling right now. One is a beautiful young mother who is trapped in an anxiety disorder, and I get that. I struggled with that for years. I have a friend whose spouse has left them for someone else after decades of marriage. I have a friend, a good man, who spent his entire life serving the Lord, who's been diagnosed with an incurable cancer, and that the best that science can do right now is extend his days and reduce his pain. But he's going to be moving forward toward death. And I pray for them. I pray for these people and many, many others every single day. And I want to assure them that Jesus does draw close to them in weakness, to look for him there. But also, it can be difficult to know what to say. So today, I want to just share with you some things that held me fast, or maybe fast isn't the right way to express it, because it sure felt like things were falling apart. But what held me, that kept me focused, that kept me somewhat hopeful, even in what seemed to be hopeless circumstances? Well, certainly having friends that love you and come alongside of you, that's a very, very critical part of moving through difficulty. But there were three particular scriptures that truly, with all of my heart, seemed to anchor me. I would even write the text on my hand, or at least the address on my hand, day after day after day after day. And in the midst of whether it was the anxiety or something that I was watching burn to the ground, I would turn back there and I would say, Jesus, you said this, and I'm going to hold to the promise that is true. The first scripture you've heard me mention countless times, I probably mentioned it within the last couple podcasts, and that's the scripture that comes out of Isaiah chapter 42. The scripture is talking about the servant of the Lord, which of course is our Lord Jesus. And it says, a bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not put out. Wow. That scripture became foundational to my complete understanding of walking through difficult times. Whether those difficult times were of my doing, someone else's doing, or just the fact that we live in a world that has introduced physical, emotional illness into our lives, that Jesus cares, and that he looks to those that are bruised, he looks to those that seem to be losing the energy of life, and he comes there. And he stands with us there. And there were times I would just speak those words out loud in the midst of an anxiety attack, or when I was experiencing extreme opposition, or I was being pushed out of a place of ministry. I would want to remember the tenderness of Christ and even ask the Holy Spirit to use my mind to picture that tenderness. Yet another scripture that really helped me comes from Psalm 46. It's very familiar. Many of us know this passage, especially the part that, be still and know that I am God. But I would remind myself that God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. The next two verses go on to say, therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. God is an ever-present help for those that are in trouble. Oh, I've written that on my hand also. He is present. And I would just count on it. I may not feel that presence. I may not be in the present moment enough to recognize that presence, but that would hold me as I waited for dancing, as I waited for beauty. Oh, I often need other people to hold me, and I would bellyache. But I needed something to hold to. I also remember, in the midst of the nightmare, of yet again coming across this scripture in 1 Peter. It's in chapter 5. It begins in verse 10. I want you to hear this, and maybe it can be something that helps you hold on. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. I held on that as a promise. I remember one day when anxiety had me by the throat. I went out into the woods and I sat by a tree. And I was lamenting this struggle and hating it. And suddenly this scripture came back to me. After a while, he will restore. He will make me strong, firm, and steadfast. It served me not only as a promise that sometime that I would be firm and strong and steadfast, but that it wasn't up to me. It was something that God would promise to do. And if he would just hold me fast for today, maybe I could then make it into tomorrow. And so you see, this scripture, these three scriptures that I mentioned were anchors to my soul. And they weren't just words that I would read on a page or note on my hand. But it came something that I would declare when everything else around me was declaring otherwise. That I could count on what was said in Isaiah 42, in Psalm 46, and in 1 Peter chapter 5. So to those who are my friends, and to you who are there at home or driving in the car or sitting with a friend or outside enjoying the sun, even exercising on an exercising machine, I hurt with you when life isn't, at this point, turning out the way you'd hope. When there is mourning, when something that was important to you, you see it being burned to the ground. And I want you to know that Jesus does come near to you in your weakness. Ask him to make his presence known. And then just maybe use the scriptures that I've mentioned, or find a couple that particularly speak to you, and let them become your response when, within your own mind or in people around you, you hear that message that it's all about to collapse. Speak this out in return. For my friend with anxiety, and those with marital troubles, and those fighting illness, I pray for you. But I also want to give you those anchors. Mourning does turn to dancing, but it may take a while. And there can be beauty rise right up out of what was burnt to the ground, but it may take a while. And in that while, look for Jesus, because he's right there. Hold on to the promise that he's made you, that he cares. And there will be another day.